I'm here in Ballina, County Mayo, and I'm talking to Michael Honan. Michael, what brought you all the way up here to Ballina?
The story starts in Cork in 1939, where I was born. In 1952, my father was transferred to Dublin with family. I completed my education in Dublin, taking a position, an engineering position, eventually in Clondalkin Paper Mills. I was involved in the closure of the mill as a director. I was promoted to personnel manager and ultimately personnel director of the pulp and paper mills, and served as an executive director until the closure in 1981.
What did you do then?
What brought me up here? It's an intriguing story. The Japanese set up a massive plant in Killala, County Mayo. At the time, it was the biggest manufacturing facility in Europe. And walked into a major disaster. Cross-cultural problems, inefficiencies, and had lost 44 million in 4 years. And were about to board the plane for Tokyo, go home, when the then Prime Minister, the then Taoiseach, Gareth Fitzgerald, intervened and called in the FUE, who sent one Turlough O'Sullivan up to try and sort out the mess at Killala. He couldn't devote, with all his ability, he couldn't devote the time that it would take to restructure and reorganise the situation at Killala for the Japanese. So my managing director, Henry Lunn, was approached by the government and asked to release me to go up to try and sort out the problems. I was coerced. I won't go into that detail. I was asked to go up for a year and come back and take up my position with the Clondalkin Group. But as things turned out, I was successful in turning around the business at Killala. And within a year, I was appointed to the board of the three Japanese companies, Synthetic Fibres, Spinning, and Asahi Chemical Industry Company, Japan. So that sunk the roots fairly deep, and I didn't go home after a year. And I saw the closure of that operation in 1998.
My. Okay, well, take me back to the beginning of all of this. When you came to Dublin from Cork, you joined Clondalkin Paper Mills as what?
As an electrical engineer.
In what year?
1967.
So, as an electric engineer in the paper mills, you got very quick promotion. Can you tell me how that came about?
There was a slight turning off the main road, so to speak. I was very active in the trade union movement. And at a very, very young age, I became branch secretary of the Irish Engineering and Electrical Trade Union, the IEINETU. A strike action developed in January of 1969. And three unions were involved, the AEU, the ETU and the IEINETU. And I was elected chairman of the joint strike committee representing the three unions. And the strike lasted from January to March, 10 weeks. I was working in Clondalkin Paper Mills at the time. That was my full-time job. But, of course, as chairman of the strike committee, we ran the national strike and imposed its effects on the employers. The strike ended in March, as I mentioned, 1969. And as it happened, my foe, president and chair of the FUE, was a Dr. Bert Cusack, who happened to be the managing director And instead of wreaking his vengeance on me, having succeeded in winning the strike, he apparently recognised some ability, leadership qualities or organisational qualities in me, and I was promoted in the electrical department. I was then promoted to engineering planning manager. So to his eternal credit, he didn't hold a grudge, but apparently, according to him anyway, he recognised some ability.
Well, it's fascinating, if I could suggest, that if you can't beat them, join them.
That's precisely his philosophy. He was a brilliant man, a man I admired enormously.
There was a television debate that I remember, prime time. And
7 days.
It was the 7 days on RTE. You performed very well that evening.
God, you're going back into the Neanderthal. That's so long ago. Yes, it went some way towards weakening the opposition, to some extent anyway. Yeah.
It was a debating competition, wasn't it, between yourself and Cusack?
Dr. Cusack was involved, and the Dan, I can't remember his name, the then Director General, Dan McCauley, and the Bear Cusack. Yeah, I think I won.
Yeah, it would suggest that you did. You did. So the following morning, he called you into...
Well, it wouldn't have been the following morning.
Yeah.
It would have been over a period of a year.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. It wasn't immediate. We were all back at work happily.
And what was the strike over?
The strike was over rates of pay. The three engineering unions, which I'm already named, were treated very badly insofar as the rate of pay was, if I recall, 6 and 5 pence halfpenny per hour, which was way behind general workers. And these were skilled craftsmen. And we were seeking 10 shillings, 10 and something. And we achieved it in full. We broke the employers by good, kind and philosophical actions. We didn't hurt anybody. The hospitals were supplied with all they needed to, you know, cases. It was winter time, as you know, and fuel for old people. Mm. And we ran a very tight ship. You know, three unions represented a very wide range of opinion and philosophy.
And when you joined the other side then, did you see the possibility that the management were trying to keep the paper mills going? Because, you know, I'm sure it was, they were difficult times.
Well, the industrial relation history in the paper mills was very bad. It was a 21-week strike some years previously. And then laterally, there was a 10-week strike. You know, there were... I'm not sure where the blame lay. Times had changed, the market changed, you know, the product quality had changed, everything had changed, and we failed to keep up with it. My elevation and promotion probably helped to some small degree, but could never change the culture that put people out on the street for 21 weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, that was inbred in.
And so, talk to me a little bit about the position that you were put into. Did you adapt to it very quickly and easily?
Oh, absolutely no problem whatsoever. You know, all in the engineering world, two things were important. One was to keep up technically, you know, with the requirements, and the other was to use common sense and treat people with a degree of decency and be accepted. And I believe that was demonstrated when I went to the Eurelaunch in Clondalkin. I was the only director, former director there, and I got a wonderful reception from all any former employees who were there.
But people would have told me that I interviewed for this project how difficult the management were.